Kathy, do you ever use high-dose estrogen therapy? And it was, you know, a long time ago that was actually tamoxifen was compared to it. Are there situations that you would actually use it? And if so, like what kind of preparation?
So I have used high-dose estrogen. In fact, some of the most glorious hormone responses I have been in folks with high-dose estrogen. I've actually sent 2 patients on high-dose estrogen for endometrial ablation to control the endometrial bleeding that was stimulated by their high-dose estrogen because it was working so well for their cancer that we just needed to take care of this severe bleeding so they could continue therapy. The patients in whom it has been the most effective tended to be patients who had very long natural histories, who had long periods of disease control on anti-estrogen therapies, particularly on aromatase inhibitors, where you've really created a very low estrogen state. It has been less effective in people with visceral disease, although I've sometimes still tried it, compared to those with just soft tissue or bone-only involvement. For most folks, it's well-tolerated. It can cause some mild nausea, certainly can increase the risk of thromboembolic disease, so I'd be a little reluctant in someone who'd had previous blood clots. And for folks with an intact uterus, can certainly cause a vaginal bleeding. That, in my mind, is not a reason not to do it. It's just something that patients need to know about. There was a randomized phase 2 trial that Matt Ellis led several years ago that compared really high dose estrogen, the doses we used to use when we couldn't get DES anymore, to sort of lower dose high dose estrogen. So the lower dose appeared to be just as effective, but less toxic. So that dosing strategy was 2 milligrams of just plain old estradiol 3 times a day. So I definitely have used that strategy in some patients.
I mean, would that be, you said a patient with a long natural history, this lady's had metastatic disease 16, 17 years.
Yeah.
Would that be a consideration for her?
It certainly would be an option in your hormone therapy armamentarium for her.
This concludes our program. Special thanks to our faculty and to our community-based oncologists, and thank you for listening. This is Dr. Neil Love for Visiting Professors Breast Cancer Edition.